Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
All right, let's pray. Father God, we love you, Lord. We love that you love us, Lord. Thank you for stirring our hearts to be here this morning, Lord. I know that you have something specific, Lord, for each one of us. We're here, Lord, that you would speak to us. And those times are being still, Lord. That can be today. May we hear your voice, regardless of whatever's going on around us, Lord, that we would hear that small voice, Lord, that's only for us. Lord, we bring you praise. We bring you glory this morning, Lord. We are here to glorify you, Lord. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Everybody says amen, right? Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't know if this works, but good morning. Last night, we're at Christie's house for fellowship, and everybody's invited at these meetings once a month. And Terry said something about just thinking about how he's offended God. And it really struck me. And then I was counseling somebody, and he said, you know, I was a drug addict, and I want to remember every day how bad it was the last time I used it. I want to keep that in front. So today with worshiping a friend of God, I had a rolling picture in front of me, all my mistakes, which kept rolling. But you know what it did? It gave me confidence in it's Christ's grace that saves us. It's not our performance. So we're a friend of God, not because of what we do, but what he did. And so then when we go confidence to stand, we're not standing in our own strength. We're standing in his love. And it was just, it's kind of an oxymoron to think about have your mistakes rolling and praising God because he's forgiven you. Thank you. Thank you.
You know, our everyday offerings can be such a big part of our life. It's really where that growth begins to happen, right? It's not the show of showing up to church and doing those things. That is for an uplifting. It's coming to church so you have you know that you got this family that God's given you, that we can uplift each other. But you're every day in the quiet. It's really what can be life-changing. Because as you discover who the Father is and who you are through him, it's where you begin to realize that it's not just about church, but it's about an amazing relationship where people look and search for something more constantly in the world because something's missing. You've got. And sometimes we almost take for granted the gift that we have in being able to talk to God one-on-one every day. Go ahead and start playing. It's such a powerful tool. There's things that you will go through in your life that in those moments, your strength and everything that you need comes from what he's giving you and that time that you spend. It's a strengthening, it's joy, it's all the things that you need in the moments you need them. And you can find so much of what you need in those quiet moments. Yes. It's that building up. It's the getting to know who he is, understanding and starting to recognize this still small voice. It's all of those things that become so powerful and just even momentous in your life. Big moments that are really in the small moments. Because the God that we serve is a great God. And it's never that He doesn't want to pour into us. A lot of times it's that we're stopping the flow because we're not even going to Him. So this morning, I want to encourage you as we go into this next song, just enjoy the presence of God this morning. Allow Him to pour in. Allow Him to do what He's wanting to do. Listen for His voice. Go after Him, because it is every single thing that you'll ever need.
The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Everyone should be here being joyful because He's our God. He is the one that gives us our strength, and He's the one. So we give joy. He wants to fill you with joy. He doesn't want you to be sad. He doesn't want you. He says in the Word that He's doing a new thing. He's doing a new thing. And it's not in the world. He's doing a new thing in you. And He wants to knock down. The other day I was coming home. I was going to do my lesson on Tuesday morning. And He had me praying in the Spirit. And He had me praying in the Spirit so strongly. And I was in battle. And what I saw in that was that He was knocking down the wall. And it's not the wall of what's going on. It's the wall in you. So He wants to take away your sadness. He wants to bring you joy. He wants you to take all the things that does not belong to Him. And He wants you to keep your eyes on Him. Because as you keep your eyes on Him and not the world and not in the natural, you are going to have joy. Oh, it's going to be so wonderful. And He is. The thing is that we try to hold on to our wall, but He wants to knock it down. He is knocking it down. But we got to thank Him and praise Him for that wall that's coming down. So if you're depressed, if you are feeling like life isn't as good as it should be, then stop looking at yourself. Start looking at Him. And you see Him. And as you see Him, you can see the joy of the Lord. And that will give you strength to be able to kick that wall down. So kick that wall down in Jesus' name. So we need to be sure that we look at Him and not everything else. His Spirit is in here and He wants to do something for you. But He won't do it. He's a gentleman. Unless you ask Him. So ask Him to knock that wall down.
Okay, so this kind of goes with what Stella was saying, but all week there was this one scripture. Me and my friend were on the phone and we were just talking about God, just kind of having like a youth night with just me and her. And one of the things, I have a wall that has like a bunch of Bible verses on it, and one of them is Romans 8:18, in my version, because the pain you are feeling can't compare to the joy that is coming. And that is what is really important to me, is that you can be feeling really sad right now. You can be having the hardest times. You could not just... Your morning, you feel like it's going to be the worst day you have ever had. But the pain you are feeling right now is not going to compare to the joy that is coming at all. It's not going to compare to it. It's not going to, the pain that you felt isn't going to matter. It's the joy that is coming that matters. So you need to be happy. The pain that you are feeling, and that's why it keeps replaying in my mind, is the pain you are feeling can't compare to the joy that is coming. That is just really, really powerful. And it's been on my mind all week. And it's just, you can be feeling really sad. Something could be happening. It doesn't matter. It's the pain you're feeling right now. Like I said, it doesn't matter. It's the joy that is coming next.
That's it. Hallelujah.
I just wanted to bring something forth here. I think my wife brought up about keeping your eyes on Jesus. And sometimes I think we can find it to where we have so much junk going on around us. You know, you look at the news, Israel having a war, earthquake in Afghanistan. You start looking at all the things that are around us. And of course, your mind goes to that. Things don't look great, right? And then this morning, I've talked to a few people this morning. I'm looking at Marianne. She's walking. A while back, she couldn't do well with that. I'm looking at Connie. She's dancing. She's had issues with her hips. God is doing some good things here. But I'll tell you what, if we keep looking at everything else that's around us, you tend to disregard all those great things that he's doing. Just even here in our midst, there's got to be others somewhere, places that you can go to that you see the hand of God upon his people. So take your eyes off of that stuff. Stuff's going to happen. The world's going to see things that are not pleasant. But you don't have to be in that place. Expect for him to take care of you. And those things that you couldn't do, he wants to heal your bodies. And it's not only physical. Whatever hurts are going on within you, whatever things you're dealing with, he wants to walk with you through those things. And you're not going to be in that place for the rest of your life. Know that he wants to get you through whatever hardships. And I think it kind of fits a little bit with Lonnie's thing. There's joy awaiting you if you will just prepare yourself for that. Expect that to happen in your life. And yeah, don't deny those things that you're walking through. We're not naive. Our bodies hurt. Our problems are there. But that's for today. As Lonnie said, there is joy for tomorrow.
So I came up here to talk about God's glory. Because like a couple years back, I was in a very bad environment with my biological father. God, I was praying and saying, God, why did I have to go through this? God, why me? Why not? Why did I have to go through this? And then my family wasted like money on court. So now almost going to be 3 years and I haven't seen him. I haven't had to go over there. God took me away from that environment. And now I realize that he probably did that to teach me something. I don't know what yet, but it's probably something big.
This week I was telling my dad about, well, it was actually last week, but we talked about it on Sunday. But God woke me up middle of the night. And it was like all of these things were going through my head, and it was a lot of like, okay, how do I fix this? What do I do with this? What do I do about that? And it's like my mind just wouldn't stop. But I had this uncontrollable weeping where I just couldn't even stop crying. Even when I kept saying, God, Okay. I know it's in your hands. I know, like, there's nothing I can do. I know it's you. So why am I crying? Like, and it wasn't even that I was, you know, when you're sad and you feel you're sad and you're crying, like, you know why you're crying. But it's like I got to this point where it's like, I didn't even know why I was crying anymore. I couldn't control it. I couldn't do anything about it. I was just crying and crying and crying. And I just had such an urge to, okay, God, I'm just laying in bed crying. My husband was, babe, are you okay? And I just was like, okay, I gotta get up and I'm gonna just praise. I'm gonna worship and I'm gonna pray. Middle of the night, I'm up worried about waking all the dogs and everything because usually when we get up, they start barking. They didn't start barking, nothing. And I was praying and praying in the spirit. And, you know, I spent quite a while just letting praise pour out. And it wasn't even words or things that I could do. It was just allowing the Holy Spirit to just uplift the needs for me. I prayed in the Spirit, and I just, honestly, there is a powerful thing about just letting go and allowing God to do what He's gonna do. There's gonna be some times in your life where you do come to these points where there's nothing you can do to solve what's going on. And it's why it's so important to know how to lean on God for those things, to push in even deeper, to go in even further, to say, you know what, regardless of what I see, regardless of what's happening, I am pushing and pressing in. It wasn't me praying that night, and that's what my dad and I were talking about, that uncontrollable weeping was God's intercession for me.
Yes.
In a moment that I couldn't do anything about, God knows what's headed your way. He knows what's going on in your life. There's not a single thing that happens that He's not aware of, that He didn't know was already coming. And what we gotta realize sometimes, if we would just stop and go after Him, that He's already placed what we need in our life. He's already there. He's already holding us. He's already giving us the things that we need in order to take on what's in front of us. He's never left you alone. He's never just left you there to go, okay, you deal with it on your own. A lot of times when that happens, it's because we're choosing to deal with it on our own. It's because we're choosing to try to find a fix to our issue or to what's going on our own. But God's got all of that in His hands. He knows exactly where you're at and what you need. He knows when you're needing strengthening. He knows when you're needing joy. He knows when you're needing some chains broken in your life. He knows exactly what's happening. And when you allow Him to intercede for you, it's the best thing that you could ever do. Because He knows it all. And even when words fail, because you don't know what to say, you don't know how to fix it, what to do, what's going on, just give it to God. Go to Him. Press in even more. Push. Go, God, I am pressing into the kingdom because I want what you have, because I need what you have. I am here. I am laying it down. I'm giving it all to you because you are the only one who can do above and beyond what I could ask or think. It's us choosing to lay it down. It's that surrender. The ability to say, I don't care what I see,
because I know who's holding it in his hands. The God we serve, we say it all the time that he's a mighty God, but he is mighty. He is so mighty. There is nothing that comes against you that he cannot fix, that he cannot solve. And it doesn't matter if you think it's unfixable, if you think it's unforgivable, if you think that there's no way that you can be released from it. That does not matter because he can. He's told you that he's already made you more than a conqueror. There is nothing that can come between you and him if you just allow him to move in your life.
If you're saved, hallelujah. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. It's his breath that's within you. You are saved. The words that you speak are important not only to you, but to the people that are around you. Can you say amen? God is speaking great things to the body of Christ today. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. You are redeemed. There is nothing that can come against you. Can you say amen? You're redeemed. You have been bought with a price. You belong to God. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and tell you belong to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you. Thank you, worship team. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, thank you. Ooh, talk about young people. Amen.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, the young people are going to put me out of business. Come on, man. I'm excited about those kids, man. Come on, man. Bring it on. Yeah. Glory to God. Woo. Glory to God. Oh, thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Beautiful weather we're having. Can you say amen to that? Isn't it nice? It's nice. Hopefully, I hope all of you will show up next at my house on Friday afternoon. Is that okay? Yeah, come on. And I think we're going to have a great time. I've really been praying. I've been asking the Lord, hey, God, you gotta show us things we've never seen before. Can you say amen to that? Folks, you gotta heal the sick. Amen. Hallelujah. Get rid of all that stuff that's ailing the body of Christ. Can you say amen to that? Ooh, I'm believing God for a great time in the Lord. I hope you are. Be praying. Amen. Praise God. I want to take you to 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 through 7, if you will. So turn in your Bibles to 2 Kings chapter 4. Hallelujah. I'm going to show this picture. Years ago, I preached a sermon. I preached this sermon to my young people. And maybe some of them might remember. I'm not sure. But when I did, there was a young man in my youth group that he goes, Henry, I'm going to paint you a picture of what you talked about today. And it's about the lady that pours the oil into the vessels. Can you say amen? Yeah. And this is the picture he painted for me. And what's kind of crazy about it, because he looked at me and his name was Chuck, or we called him, he was Charles, but we called him Chuck. But when he handed it to me, he said, Henry, you're gonna pour into a lot of lives. Here's a young man talking to me. And I said, man, Chuck, hey, thanks, bro. You know, he goes, yeah. And all I'm thinking at the time is young people, is youth groups. Amen. I had no idea what God was going to do this, what God had planned or in store for me and my wife. Had no idea. If I had any idea, I probably would have left. Okay. Take the money and run. Amen. No, but I'll tell you what, I know that God had used that young man and gave me that picture. And sometimes I look in that, sometimes, you know, how many know, sometimes we get a little low. Is that right? Sometimes you feel like things are happening and you got no control. And sometimes I'll take a look at that picture and I'll remember Charles. And I'll say, yeah, man. Lord, thank you
for a young man like Charles that would speak a word in my life. Can you say amen? Praise God. So I'm going to read. This is a story about, this is about the lady. So I know you've all heard it before, but listen one more time. Can you say amen? I mean, you know, we're going to go through these things a lot in the kingdom, in this kingdom. Do you know that? The word of God is so important to us. It's so rich. It's rich in detail. Can you say amen?
Amen.
It's rich in things that, man, we haven't even imagined. It's rich in a lot of stuff like that. So here we go. 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. Now there was a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, "Thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditors come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen." And Elijah said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what have you in your house?" And she said, "Thy handmaid has not anything in the house save a pot of oil." And he said, "Go, borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when you are come in, thou shalt shut the door upon you and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out unto all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full." So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, "Bring me yet another vessel." And he said unto her, "There is not a vessel more." And the oil stayed or stopped. Then she came and told the man of God and said, "Go." And he said, "Go, sell the oil, pay the debt, and live thou and your children of the rest." Isn't that a beautiful story? It is about an oil. It is an unending source of oil. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
It's just pour out and pour out. And today's the title of today's message is "Shut Your Door and Pour." Look at your neighbor and say, "Shut the door and pour." Just shut the door and pour. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of you have had trouble? This lady went to him and said, "Man, I'm in trouble. My husband passed away, and now the creditor, the guy that, you know, he wants to take my kids. What should I do? What should I do?" How many of you ever been in trouble like that? Anybody ever had a problem? "Well, then I can take your kids." Probably nobody wants your kids. Yeah, just kidding. Yeah, but hey, they're telling you, "Hey, we're going to take your car. We're going to take your house." Any kind of trouble. Anybody ever been in any kind of trouble? Yeah. And we get a little excited sometimes, don't we? Yeah. Trouble is something that Jesus told us we were going to have. I want you to look at this scripture. Jesus told us in John chapter 16, verse 33, says this: "These things have I spoken to you, that in me you might have peace." Everybody say peace.
Peace.
How many like peace?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How many like war? Can I tell you that we are not designed for war? Do you know that? People say, "Well, I'm going to battle, but I'm going to tell you, we serve a Prince of Peace. Can you say amen to that? And so he says, "Hey, the battle is always mine." What are you battling about? Can you say amen to that? God doesn't want you battling. Is that right?
Amen.
Come on, man. Just do what he has for you. Just say what he has for you to say. "These things have I spoken to you, and that in me you might have peace." Then he says this. This is nice. I love this about Jesus. He says, "In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer." Come on, man.
Hallelujah.
Are you kidding me? You're going to have trouble, but be happy.
Woo!
What do you think? Oh, it's like, Lord, I don't get that. What do you mean, be happy about the trouble you're going to give me? He says, you're going to have tribulation. Look at the word tribulation. If you bring up the word tribulation, the Greek word is thlipsis. Everybody say thlipsis. You got to say it with your lips just right. Lipsis. Thlipsis is the Greek word for tribulation. And the main meaning is pressure. You ever been under pressure? Come on, man. God doesn't want you under pressure. Can you say amen? When you feel like you're under pressure, you know what he says to you? Be of good cheer. Come on, man.
What's up with that, God?
It says trouble, affliction, and then tribulation. In this world, you're going to have trouble. In this world, you'll have affliction. And in this world, you'll have tribulation, trouble. You'll have pressure. Is that all right? But he says, be of good cheer. And then what he says after that word, you can put that one back up. He says, I have overcome the world. Is that okay? We've got to understand that Jesus dwells in us. Can you say amen? Amen. You know what? I was talking about this morning. The church, organized religion has done a great job of causing us to think that God is way out there. And the time is coming. But I'm going to tell you something. He's not way out there. Jesus said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. I'm always with you, even to the ends of the world. Do you believe him when he said that? That's the truth. He's always with you. Amen. And he's not way out there. He's not just in heaven sitting and watching us go through things just to have something to do. He is here right now. Can you say amen to that? Today is the day of salvation. Is that okay? He's always with you. He's always going to walk you through every one of those things, those troubles, the afflictions. He'll walk you through them if you believe him. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Do you realize that how much you believe God is so important to you? Do you believe him or do you believe the midnight news? Do you believe him or do you believe the newspaper? How many read the newspaper nowadays? I don't think there's anybody who reads the newspaper anymore. I know a newspaper gets delivered all the time. I pick them up from my neighbor because I use them in my fireplace when it gets cold. I never read them. Hallelujah. Who do you believe? Do you believe God?
Yes.
It's important that you believe him. Amen. Amen. I want to take you to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20 through 21. In here, Paul is talking about how Jesus had given up his life. And he says some things. He says, with you, old things pass away, but everything becomes new. Is that okay? Everything gets brand new. And then he says, and then right after that, he says, everything is from God because of who you are. So everything going on to you, I mean, just tell me, your life isn't just going out. The scriptures tell us that your life is ordered by the Lord. Do you believe that?
Amen.
That's what the word of God says. Your life is ordered by the Lord. Well, I'm going through some heavy stuff right now. Hey, just trust him and believe him. Can you say amen to that? Here you go. He says, now we, and then he gets to this part. He says, now we then are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead that you be reconciled to God. For he has made him to be sin for us. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Who knew no sin that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Is that true? He made him to be sin for us. He paid for everything you had. He paid the price. His body was a written document that you are free. Can you say amen to that?
Yes.
His body is a written document that says that you belong to him. We are his. He paid for us. Can you say amen? How did he pay for us? With his precious blood. Oh, man. So now you're an ambassador. Can I tell you, every country has a language. Can you say amen to that? Every country has a language. Some countries have almost the same language. I know that there's Puerto Rico and Mexico, and the language sounds very much the same. Can you say amen? But every nation, every country has a language. And the kingdom of heaven has a language. Do you know that? We are living in a time that the kingdom of heaven, the language in the kingdom is so important to us. Do you believe that? Hallelujah. God has given us a universal, all the way around the world, language that he's placed within us to speak. Do you believe that? Oh, I'll tell you what. God is...
He's preparing every one of us. Just like what Rebecca was talking about, how she began to weep and weep. I remember weeping and weeping over and saying, Lord, what am I weeping for? I don't even know what, but I know it was a heavy, heavy weep. And the Bible talks about how we from within us, the Spirit speaks with groanings that can't even be uttered. How many of you cried like crazy, crying like a baby? Don't even know why you're crying, huh, Gina? She was just telling me about that the other day. Crying, weeping. You know, Jesus wept. Did you see? You know that? Yes. Jesus wept at the tomb of Lazarus. Jesus one of the most powerful verses I would say is in the Bible. Is it says Jesus wept. Why? Because his spirit was groaning to the point that his whole body was responding with tears. And they were looking there, go, man, look at how much he loved him. Look at that, man. See, they didn't understand what was going on. Jesus was praying in a language that sometimes can't even be uttered. Can you say amen to that? So then it says, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, right? He has made you to be sin. God made him to be sin for us that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I want you to look at it. We're going to go into the next chapter. So starting at verse 1, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse, I'm sorry. Oh, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 10. We then, why? Because why does it say we then? Because we're ambassadors. Is that what the scriptures just told us before that? Right before that says we are ambassadors. So we then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. The grace of God, what is grace? I've always looked at grace as unmerited favor. It was taught me. That's what a lot of churches taught me. But if you look up the word grace in the Greek, and the word is charis, and the word that what it says is divine influence upon the heart. Divine influence upon the heart and its reflection in the life. This is what grace is. Unmerited favor is more like mercy. God gives you mercy. You don't deserve it, but he gives you mercy. Can you say amen? Amen. But grace is divine influence. How's that divine influence? Who is that divine influence? His name is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is influencing his church, his body, his people. Can you say amen to that? I hope you're under the influence of the Holy Ghost today. Not under any other kind of influence. Can you say amen? Some of you might have gotten here never mind, I better not say that. But the influence that God wants you under is his influence. Can you say amen? Woo, come on, man, I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Now, we then, as workers, don't miss this piece. As workers together with who? With him. We're workers together with him. Together with him. We beseech you that do not receive the grace of God in vain. And he says, for he says, I've heard you in an accepted time. Amen.
Yes.
And in the day of salvation, I've secured you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Can you say amen? He's not way out there coming someday. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of people in the church today say one of these days God's going to get. I'm going to tell you something. I am not looking for revival anymore. What I need is to celebrate his arrival. That's what I'm not looking for a arrival. I mean, he's already here. Can you say amen to that? Yeah. Well, he's sitting here in you, and you're going, well, I'm waiting for him to come. Well, wait a minute. He's in you. Can you say amen to that? I tell you, we've been confused in a lot of things. Can you say amen? Jesus is in you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, when he comes... Come on, man. He's here. Come on.
Amen.
Do you sense him in the building? Do you know? Do you understand that he's saying, I am with you even to the ends of the world?
Amen.
I'm always with you. giving no offense in anything. Now, here the apostle is about to talk to us about how we are to act in the world. Can you say amen? I used to call this the in bias. Look at your neighbor and say, in bias.
In bias.
In bias. In bias. You'll see it in a minute, but it seems kind of weird. In bias. You know, what are you doing? Hey, this is the way God wants you to work, all right? This is one of the things, because it says we are workers together with Him. Is that okay? How many of you like being a worker with Him? He works with you. Is that okay? So he says this. He says, giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God. Here we go. In much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses. Does that sound like tribulation to you?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Okay.
In distresses, in imprisonments, in tolerance, in labors, in watchings, and in fastings. There's your in. Consider yourself a worker with God in tolerance, in watchings, in fastings, in afflictions. You're a worker with God in those things. Can you say amen to that? Folks, this is not light stuff. This is not easygoing milk for the body of Christ. This is what the Holy Spirit is saying to the world today, to the church today, that this is how I want you to see things, that you are a worker together with me in all these things. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Ooh, but I just said, well, wait a minute. I don't know if I like all that stuff. Yeah, well, it's too bad. It's what the Word of God says.
Amen.
And then it says, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned. You don't fake the love of God. Amen? By the word of truth and by the power of God. By the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. This is how you're a worker together with God in those things. This is how you by honor and dishonor. By evil report and good report. As deceivers and yet true. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of people out there giving bad reports to the body of Christ about the church, about who people are that believe in Jesus. There's a lot of folks out there saying a lot of smack about you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You don't have to say amen, but they are. They're saying they're deceivers, but yet Scripture says they're true. Is that right? We are true.
Amen.
We went through the in, now we're in the by. Now we're going to the as unknown and yet well known. As dying, and behold, we live. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Folks, hey, don't let your body disarm you. Can you say what I mean? Do you know what I'm saying? Don't let your body disarm you. You tell it to shut up when it's doing something it's not supposed to be doing. Whether it's carrying a bug, tell it shut up. Whether it's got an infection, shut up. You're going to like this too. Whether you're starting to look like you're getting a lot of wrinkles and you say, man, I'm getting old. Shut up. Amen. Don't say it.
Amen.
Do not say it. You're a worker together with God. Can you say amen to that?
Wow.
You work with God. Work with God. Amen. Hallelujah. As unknown, yet well known, as dying, and behold, what? We what? We
live.
Amen. How far is living from dying?
It's
a big one. I mean, they're two opposites. They don't go together. Amen. And behold, we live. As chastened and not killed. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. As poor, yet making many rich. As having nothing, and yet possessing all things. What? Guess what you got? You got everything, man. Is that okay? Is that what the Word of God says? As having nothing, but then having all things. Can you say amen to that? Do you know why you've got everything? Because God has your provision for you
yes.
when you need it. you've got everything you need. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. What did John say about the Maserati this morning? Yeah, you don't need, how many need a Maserati? Especially if it breaks down. Now you got Maserati extra payments. No, man. Hey, God gives you everything you need. Hey, maybe your heart, it's in your heart that God, hey, I don't know, I didn't pick a Maserati, but somehow I want one. Maybe God wants to give you one. Is that okay? Because the Bible says he'll give you the desires of your heart. But he's got to want to give it to you. Can you say amen to that? He wants to give you far abundantly above all that you can ask or think. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
That God is not against you. He's for you.
Amen.
He desires that you shine in this world, that the glory of God be seen in your life, whether it be in what your house looks like, your car looks like, or just what your clothes look like when you're walking to the store. Is that okay?
No.
Rosie gets after me because sometimes I look like a hobo when I'm at Walmart. I got holes in my pants because I've been working. So I just go over there. I got to go get some oil. Don't go like that. Okay. What's wrong with this? I'm not trying to impress anybody. Come on, man. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Yeah, but then you know what? You guys might see me and say, hey, man, what? There goes our pastor. Don't even say nothing to him. Yeah. Look at the way he's dressed. I don't know, man. I think I need some schooling. Amen. Praise God. God desires to bless you beyond your comprehension. Do you know that? He's already given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. He's already given it to you. All you got to do is just wait for him. Just wait for him. And this is what I like about this woman. I'm going to take you back now to 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 2. Can you put that up there? And here's the Elijah. The lady has come to her and said, hey, look, they're gonna take my kids. I'm in a strait. I don't know what to do. I've got no money. I can't. What can I do? Elijah said to her, what will I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in your house? And I just want to say this to you. What do you have in your house? What is it that's valuable in your house? I like the story where Jesus told about a field that a guy went out and nobody knew the value of this field. Can you say amen? Everybody thought it was just a field full of thorns or maybe, you know, hey, you're going to buy that field. But this guy, he looked at the field and he saw the value of the field. Nobody else knew the value, but he saw the value. So Jesus said that he went and he sold everything that he had in order to purchase this field. Can I just say this to you? We are the field. Sometimes people might say, hey, there's no value in you. I mean, who do you think you are and all this stuff? Let me just say this to you. You are very valuable because Jesus paid a price for you. Can you say amen? He loves you. He sees the value in that field. We're dirt. Is that right?
Yeah.
He formed man out of the dust of the earth and he... Hey, I got to throw this in because I felt the Holy Spirit just said, hey, do not... When I was in the Catholic Church, I don't know the date. How many of you guys know what the Ash Wednesday is? When I was in the Catholic Church, this is what they say. Remember, man, that thou art dust, and unto dust you shall return. Remember that? Do you guys, anybody heard that? And they had put a black cross on your forehead, or sometimes the priest, if he was getting tired, he'd just hit you with his thumb, and you'd have a mark. But don't let what we've been... Listen, remember, man, that you are dust and unto dust you shall return. You need to look in your book. You need to look in the scriptures. That was part of the curse. That was what Adam brought on. He brought in death because he disobeyed God. But Jesus did not disobey God. Jesus obeyed the Father. He loved his Father. He obeyed him. And the Bible says that the curse was broken. Do you understand that? So remember, man, that thou art dust and unto dust thou shalt return is not for you. It is not for you. You will live, you'll have life, and you'll have life more abundant. Big life. Amen. Great life. Can you say amen to that? Hallelujah. See, we got to look in God's word. Amen. You got to see what he's saying. You got to see, you got to compare and say, oh God, what is it? What is this? And let the Holy Spirit figure it out for you. He'll teach you. He'll show you. Can you say amen? He says, what do you have in your house, folks? What do you have in your house that's of great value? You've got Christ. Amen. Christ is living in you. Is that right? I love this. She says, the only thing I've got is a pot of oil. Is that right? Everybody go like this. Woo, man, hey, you got a pot of oil. There is an anointing that God has placed on you because you're his kid. And that anointing is the oil. There's an oil that this story talks about, an oil, an unceasing oil flow. Can you say amen to that? God has given you that. Woo, hallelujah. The oil. Hallelujah. She says, I got a pot of oil. Verse 3. Elisha tells him, go. Borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. Can I just say this to you folks? That you have an anointing, you have an oil within you. God has placed a seal upon you. He's placed his hand upon you. Everything that you do will prosper. Can you say amen to that? You're good with that? How many like everything you do will prosper? God has this thing that he says, man, I'm going to help you. I'm not just going to be around you. I'm going to live within you. Is that okay? And he says, now what I want you to do is go to your neighbors over there, start bringing vessels. How many know that the Bible talks about that we are vessels? Is that right? Yep. What's in your vessel? We got the Holy Ghost in our vessel. Can you say amen to that? He's in our vessel.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And he says, I want you to pour out. Is that okay? This is kind of one of those, I would say that this mic here is almost a little bit of a training thing for a lot of us. Because a lot of you aren't used to walking up and speaking on us and just addressing the body of Christ. But God wants you to do it. God wants you to be filled with his word. He says in Proverbs, I think it is 20. I didn't give you this one, Liz, so don't worry about it. And he says in Proverbs, he says, haven't I written to you excellent things in wisdom and in counsel? So that I might make you to know the certainty of the words of truth, so that you might speak the words of truth to all those I send to you. See, God wants you to speak his word. Folks, how many know? He's invisible. The world sure isn't going to do it. Somebody's got to do it. I've got a granddaughter, and where'd they go? They're gone. Huh? Oh, mijo, we got some young ones in here that's going to do it. Can you say amen to that? Woo, they're going to pour out. They're already pouring out. Yeah, come on. Hallelujah. Come on, man. Verses, he said, hey, go get your neighbors. Go get them. Bring all these vessels. Pour into them. Pour out. So anyway, they bring all these empty vessels. Can I tell you that the world, they don't know Jesus. They're empty. They might think they got a lot. They might have a better house than you and a better car, but they are empty. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Because they don't have the Lord. And the God wants to touch them. He desires, because he loves them. Can you say amen? All right, here we go. Verse 4 and 5. And when you art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons. And thou shalt pour into all those vessels. And thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. Oh, man, I love this. God is desiring to use your voice to pour out. He desires for you to speak to those that are hurting. He desires for you to give them direction, to help them. Is that okay? But sometimes when it's like the woman went to, sometimes we're in a strait. How many say amen? Do you know that God has given us the greatest, most beautiful gift in the world? And it's called the baptism in the Holy Ghost. When you go in and you shut your door and you pour out, folks, you got to understand that God begins to speak the things of your life so that those things that he has for you begin to draw near to you. Do you understand that? His spirit, when it's praying, you've got no idea what's happening. You've got no idea what the words are being said, but yet the spirit is very clear to the Father what's being said. Do you know that? He's praying on your behalf. He's calling on his Father to speak the things about you that he has for you. Can you say amen to that? He'll strengthen you by this. I don't know about you, but last night, Rosie and I, we were walking around our backyard where everybody's going to be next week, or this weekend. And we're praying in the spirit. And she looks at her, she goes, Henry, it's getting late. Don't you have to put together a message? I said, oh, this is better than a message out here, man. I will tell you, man, praying in the spirit will relax you, will calm you. It will heal you. Can you say amen? How many desire to be totally free from anything that he is, that your body might be doing? Amen. Yeah, come on. Well, God knows it. And he wants you free. Can you say amen to that? Amen. He wants your big toe to quit hurting. Can you say amen?
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah. Sometimes we think, God, come down and heal us. So come on. I would say, Lord, rise up. Rise up from within your people and let healing flow. There's a whole different attitude about it. Can you say amen? There's a whole different mindset that says, God, you're here right now. You can do this right now. You can heal whoever you want to heal. And even though we don't see it right now, it's still a promise. It's still a promise. Can you say amen to that? How many know God does not break promises?
Hallelujah.
Hey, I'm going to say that again. How many know God doesn't break promises? He will not break a promise. He commanded the sun and the moon. And we have, even today, we have days and nights, just like he said. All his commands and his promises are yes and amen to those that are bought with the blood of Jesus Christ. Do you know that? And those that aren't bought with the blood of Jesus Christ, they just don't know it yet. But all those promises are yes and amen to them too as soon as they receive the Lord. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, here we go. Verse 6 and 7 says this. And it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said to her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said to her, there's not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. The word of God tells us in Joel that it says that God is pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. Can you say amen to that?
Yes, amen.
All flesh. There's a lot of people that are going to hear it and reject it. There's a lot of people that will hear it and receive it. The evidence is going to get stronger and stronger and stronger to those that will receive. Can you say amen?
Amen.
The evidence of that thing is going to get stronger and stronger. The evidence to those that won't receive, they'll think we're crazy. It doesn't get stronger. It gets weaker and weaker against them. Can you say amen to that? I don't want that to happen to them, but it does. Because their heart, the scripture talks about their heart gets hardened and they can't receive. But you as a man or woman of God can go into your closet and you can shut the door and you can begin to pour out upon anybody. Can you say amen to that? I mean, hey, sometimes when I'm praying in the spirit, somebody's name will come up and I'll just keep praying. And I just keep praying. And it depends on how many times I feel it coming up, I might give them a call. I said, hey, Lord, maybe you want me to call them or whatever. But I will know. I will tell you, when I'm praying in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit has a way of letting me know, hey, you are praying for this person. Yeah. Ooh, hallelujah. Might even been you. But I'm not going to tell you. Not unless he says, go tell him. Glory to God. Can I say God is pouring out? You, by the vessel that who you are, can pour out for somebody else. Lord, would you just forgive them? Lord, will you show them your salvation? Lord, will you draw them into the kingdom of God? God, use them. Father, whatever's going on. Sometimes you know that your family, how many have family that don't know the Lord? Anybody here? Sometimes when you're praying for them, it seems like they get worse, doesn't it? And is that true? Sometimes you're praying for God to do something for your family. It seems like they're getting worse and worse and worse. Hey, believe God in what he says. Trust him. Sometimes he allows it to get worse so that they might turn around and say, hey, can you help me? I need something. Help me. Pray for me or something. God will use those things. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Man, you know, I mean, I know you might not want to say that, but he says this. Came to pass when the vessels were full that he said to her, son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said to her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. And she came and told the man of God. And he said, go sell the oil, pay the debt, and live thou and thy children on the rest. Can I tell you, when you pour out before the Lord, when you pray in the Spirit, you allow your spirit to get into a mode where it's praying, and you're praying in the Spirit. And I'll tell you what, it's easier. The more you do it, the easier it gets. Can you say amen? It's almost like talking in front of people. The more you do it, the easier it gets. But praying in the Spirit is the same way. Some of you have never prayed in the Spirit, but want to pray in the Spirit. God has it for you. Begin to pray in the Spirit. It might sound like baby talk, or is that right? Goo goo da da, ba ba beaky. Bacon, 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 bacon. Is that right? Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it might sound like to you, but you're going to say, this is foolish. There's something's going to hit your head. That's foolish. No, it's not. It is a language that God has given you to pour out. Is that okay? Is that all right? And that language, it breaks things. This lady, Elisha told the lady, go sell the oil, pay off your debt, and live off the rest. Is that okay? See, the provision of God, his provision for you, it will set you free. It will break every yoke. I don't care what it is. It doesn't matter what it is that's going on in your life. You pray, you pour out, and you watch how the Holy Spirit will break those things. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Because that's who he is. He is the Spirit of intercession. He prays. The Holy Spirit prays. I'm going to say, just the other day, I received a thing on the war in Israel, and there was a brother that was there, and there are certain things that I, as a pastor, that I look for. Can you say amen? I look for certain things. And this brother, he talked about what was going on, and he mentioned all the vehicles coming in, and he said some other stuff, and it's okay. And he says, well, let's pray. And he said, before that, he grabs his shofar, and he, boop, 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 boop. I mean, you guys like the shofar. It's kind of cool. It's cool. He plays the shofar. And then he prays, and not one word comes out of his mouth as the heavenly language. To me, I look for that. I look to see, are they praying in the gift that God has given the body of Christ to pray in? You see, it is a gift that God says, this is the most powerful gift you'll use. Some folks don't want it. because you've been taught that it's not for yes, not for today. But that's not what the Word of God says. The Word of God says it is for today. And my children, God says that my children that do it, he said they will enter into a refreshing and a rest. Read Isaiah 28. The Holy Spirit praying through you. Hallelujah. That's what I look for as a pastor. So when we've got these, we've got people that say, you know, we are, you know, he's praying and, you know, I said, come on, brother. I'm going, come on, brother. Let's hear it. Come on, brother. Release it. I'm looking to hear that so I can, and I can go into agreement with him by the Spirit, not on my own mind. So see, that's what shut the door is. Close the door on this thing. Is that all right? Because you can do this in your truck. You can do this in some ladies in your Maseratis. You can do this anywhere. You can shut the door because you're not in your own mindset. You're in the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit begins to roll out. Is that okay?
No.
Ooh, folks, we're going to have a great time this weekend because I sense the Holy Spirit is getting ready, get ready, get ready. Hallelujah. Come on, man. Because not only are we going to see some great things, but I believe God's going to expose some things in our hearts that God, he's been trying to talk to us about. Hey, you know what? I'm not a religious guy. I don't try to mess around with religion. A lot of the things that you see people doing, they don't get the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen to that? They'll do all these things. Oh, I heard a brother with a shofar one time. And as soon as he put it down, I mean, he can't do that with a shofar, but that's a trumpet. But man, I'll tell you what, as soon as I heard that, my spirit rose up. And I began to agree. Hallelujah. You see, the Holy Spirit is the key. The Word of God says, not by might, not by power, but it's by what? By my Spirit, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus said, as a reminder, he says, out of you shall flow rivers of living water. And Isaiah 59:21, this is our power verse today. It says, as for me, this is my covenant with them, is what God is saying. This is my covenant with them, he says. My spirit that is upon thee and my words that are in your mouth shall not depart out of your mouth, nor out of the mouth of your seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed. Saith the Lord, from henceforth and from forever. Folks, I am planning to listen to the words coming out of Lonnie's mouth, Davin's mouth. These are my grandkids, and I have my heart set to hear what comes out of Lonnie's kids, and Davin's kids. My heart is set to hear what's because, folks, I'm not giving up this life. I'm not. God has given me life and life more abundant. I'm not going to give it up to go someplace where I'm needed on the earth. Remember how Paul said that? Paul said, he goes, for me to leave is great. I'd love to, but I'm needed here. Is that right? And then what Paul said, I say the same thing. I want to minister to all those young people. Can I tell you, folks? As you get older and older and older and older, you know, I should never say you all are getting old. Is that right? Never. But as you age, as you grow in years, how's that? Is that right? As you grow in years, you also grow in wisdom. Is that right? You begin to understand more about God. Why let that cut off? Why? Hey, just keep going. Just keep going. Allow healing to flow through you. Is that right? Allow strength to flow through you. Would you stand up? Would you all stand up? Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is my covenant with them, he said, that the words that I speak to you, The ones that are in your mouth, those ones that you already, hey, John 3:16, even if that, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. John 17, for he came not in the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. All those things that he's placed within you, they will not depart out of your mouth, nor out of your children's mouth, or out of their children, or out of the children after them. Here's the word for you. By his stripes, you are healed. Everybody say that. By his stripes, I am healed. Is that correct?
Amen.
All right. This is what we're going to do this morning. Hallelujah. We're going to declare the health that God has for you by your mouth. Is that okay? Put your hand on the top of your head. Isn't that cool? Y'all look funny with your hand like that. Lord, speak. Repeat after me. Lord. From the top of my head to the sole of my feet, I am whole. I am complete. I'm healed. Put your hand, grab your finger bone, just kind of squeeze your finger and say this, Lord, my skeletal system is according to your word. Put your hand on your stomach. Lord, my digestive system. Some people are like this. No, my digestive system. Come on. Amen. Is according to your word, your design. Huh. Kind of point to your brain. Lord, my nervous system, my brain including my brain, every nerve in my body is whole and complete according to your word. Put your hand on your chest right in the middle here. My pulmonary system, is that what it's called? My lungs. The exchange where the blood is exchanged, oxygen is exchanged in the name of Jesus, Lord. I'm whole and I'm complete. 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 Father, you have said to us, Father God, that God, we are responsible for our words. And Lord, you've heard us of what we spoke this morning. Father, I thank you for healing your body. The children of God, I thank you for it this morning. God, in the name of Jesus, I speak to anything that's contrary to your word that would even think of trying to stay, that would even attempt to stay. In the name of Jesus, you have to leave. No choice. According to the word of God that says, by his stripes, we have been healed. Father, I thank you, Lord, for good reports from all of your people coming in, that the Spirit of God, which dwells in them, has quickened their mortal bodies, that they have received from you that promise that is working in them to continue to build and strengthen and complete this body in the name of Jesus, and all around the world, those that will believe you, Father, let them be walk in health and be healed in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it, God. We praise you for it. Hallelujah. We give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor, Lord. Thank you for what you have done for us by that one sacrifice on the cross, Father. Thank you, Father. If you agree, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Look at somebody and tell them, I am healed. I don't care what my body says.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.